Hello and welcome. This is a Once Upon a Time fan podcast special episode presented by Roni's Own Media and Roni'sOwn.com.
Welcome to Storybrooke.
Enjoy your stay.
And now, on with the show.
Recording. We're recording now. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live from Storybrooke. Amazing, incredible. I can't even begin to tell you, but there's been a lot of planning, a lot of saving, a lot of work. So,
yep.
it's really beyond incredible. So, where do we begin? Wow. So this is really taking a lot of people and a lot of time and a lot of driving. So we got our driving passport we drove up and we broke the drive up into pieces and we did some quick stops here and there along the way. But we are staying near Steveston.
Yes, we are.
And
extremely close.
We pulled in Tuesday night a little later than I had wanted. And throughout this week, we've got to meet up with listener Ken and his family. Just the nicest people on the planet.
Yeah, they are.
And so
we met a couple of other listeners too.
That's right.
Karen.
Sammy
Who.
That's right.
And
we and we're going
to
spend a little time with Sarah Harty.
Yes.
Later
we're
on
gonna see
tonight.
Sarah later.
But just to kind of get this out now, the cast was a little concerned about us podcasting live.
Right.
And they were assured that this was just audio.
Right.
And we're not going to discuss spoilers.
Right. That's
so,
against our rules.
Yeah.
So we don't do that. We will not.
Yeah.
We just won't.
Except for the picture I tweeted out. But anyway,
well,
I got
okay.
rid of that. So
sort of, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. But anyhow, so we did our first walk down Moncton Street. And the thing I think that amazed me the most is it looks smaller in real life, but it looks larger, obviously, when they do different shots on the show.
Yeah.
Because when you walk down, you say, is that all? But it's just, it looks so larger. And I know that different the cameras use different lenses that make things. I understand all that,
perspective,
but it's just
and all that good stuff.
Yeah. But it's just something to see everything up close. You know, walk up to Mr. Gold's pawn shop.
I touched the handle on the door because I had to because he's touched it, so I had to touch it.
Yeah.
And yes, I fangirled just a little tiny bit right there.
We had breakfast at Granny's.
Yes, we did
at the Cannery Cafe, and I have to say. It was great, great food.
Yeah, it was. And everything else on the menu that we didn't try, obviously, because, you know, you can't eat everything all at once. But the stuff that with the rest of the stuff on the menu looked amazing. And I was really excited because I really wanted to try it. So we'll have to go back one of these, one of the next meals we have.
Yep. But inside of the Cannery Cafe, obviously doesn't look like the interior because that's filmed at Burnaby Studios.
Right.
But the outside, when we had breakfast, they were setting up for later filming. And it was really, it was just surreal. It really was, looking around at all the signs, and I was just amazed.
And so. it is amazing how fast they put stuff up. I mean, it's, you know, you turn around and 5 minutes later, something else is up, and you're like, whoa, wait, where did that come from? And there's just, you know, these really great crew people who, you know, they work hard, and they're very friendly, very nice, and they just go about doing their job and transforming the town. So it's pretty awesome.
All right. So if you're new, you may have to refresh your browser.
Right.
We recommend that you use Chrome.
Yes.
And so these are just some things that we've learned through Hard Knocks kind of working through this.
Right.
So anyhow, that's definitely what we recommend is Chrome and refreshing if you're having a problem. So you may want to kind of somebody type that in.
Yeah.
In the chat room. So appreciate that. But we're going to work through it. We have a lot of new folks.
Yeah.
Daniel's in the chat room. There's a lot of new people listening in. And so welcome. Welcome to the craziness of the first live from Storybrooke show. I'm trying to keep it all going, but it's just you don't know where to start. So, but yeah, we had breakfast and then we started kind of making our way down the street and looking at all the different shops. And it was really amazing because as you get kind of farther down, you see little shops that have all the little Disney characters. And I tweeted out some photos of the
candy shop,
the candy dish, and their window had a lot of really cool Disney stuff in there.
Yeah.
So, what was your kind of cool moment of walking down Moncton Street?
Well, I mean, I think it's kind of obvious when I saw Mr. Gold's shop. I was just like, oh, it's right there. It's right there. But honestly, I think seeing everything, Purbeck Shoes right there in the middle, right, the Marine Garage, just walking up and, I mean, that was just, it was completely crazy.
Well, the, there's Karen.
Oh, and, Karen.
So we, a little tidbit, man, my mind's going a million miles a minute.
Understandably.
But, wow. Okay, skip my mind.
Okay.
We did actually go into the Free Public Library.
Yes.
That's actually a fishing...
sports store.
Fishing and sports store. And what we found is that the initially, and you can see on the outside that where they nailed in the boards. And, you know, obviously you... If you're doing a show and it's brand new, you kind of don't know, obviously, if it's going to last. So, but obviously, when it went on to season two and everything like that.
Then Nika.
Nika Fishing, supplies.
Yeah. We're recording?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure.
So we went into the... Public Library, which is the Nika Fishing Supply Store.
Yeah.
And I don't have any of my notes. I'm just kind of riffing, so I totally apologize. But I'm telling you, it's the Sarah Hardy says that her father loves the store, and I don't blame him. It's full. There's all kinds of different gloves and coats and shoes and lures and everything.
There are tons of reels and rods and lures and crab nets and all kinds of crab traps and all kinds of stuff. There's even a fish bonker. I thought that was hilarious.
Okay.
You didn't see it, but I did, and I was laughing. And it even had instructions on how to bonk your fish over the head if you catch one. It was very cool. Anyway.
So we did go up to the top and look around out the windows. And then we went down the stairs of the
tower.
The tower.
Yeah, it was kind of
And
cool.
So, you know, Colleen was like, I don't think we should go down. I said, I opened the door. It didn't say, don't go down. I'm walking down the stairs.
That's
so
true.
It was just so cool. Oh, my gosh. And the most incredible thing is walking by when they were starting to put it up. And then later on in the day, it was just more like... the Free Public Library. It was just amazing. So amazing. So we started to just kind of take a look around, and there was a shop called the Prickly Pear that had some filming the other day. And so we got a chance to find that. And also we got a letter from a listener who visited from England. And so we went into their relative store. It's called Sea and Shore, which was a little bit farther down.
And yeah, yeah.
I can't.
He's on shore. I don't know.
I'm afraid to open up any more browsers right now.
Don't do that.
Okay. So. Okay. So.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
Okay, I just want to make sure everyone.
They're here. We're listening.
Okay, good.
Everybody's listening, so that's good.
All right, so we went down there, had a nice visit with her, and it was so neat to check in. And they were doing some repairs, I guess, to the roof. I thought the roof was going to fall in, but anyway, they were fixing some things up, and we got a chance to check around and walk down the other side of the street.
Yeah.
And I saw the store that becomes Bravura Appliance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's always my favorite. That's my little ace in my back pocket. I'm always watching that store for something. But we went back up the street and took a look inside of the clock store. And they had it all. It was beginning to be set up. And it just transformed, and it was so, so cool.
It is.
And the so then we came back today, and all we're going to say is that we saw, and that may even be much, but anyway, we were in front of this barricade, and I want to give you just a little bit of advice. You know, definitely this is an incredible thing to come down and visit. But follow the rules.
Yes.
Follow the rules.
Yes.
You must follow the rules.
Right.
If security tells you to stand in a certain place, stand in a certain place.
Stay there and don't disobey.
It's very important that you do that.
Yep.
And so one of the security gentlemen, we had kind of walked to the middle because Josh had come out to take photos and sign some things. And Josh had to go back. And so there was this, communal, oh, my gosh, no way, And so the security guard looked at us and said, listen, if you move back to the barricade, I promise when Josh has a moment, he'll come back out.
Yep.
And so that's exactly what we did, and he was true to his word.
Mm-hmm.
So it was that was a surreal moment.
By the way, security guard Rick is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He's a cool dude. He's a big guy. I would not want to tangle with him, but he's a really cool dude, and he's just a really cool thing.
So it was just so cool. She mentioned the podcast, and Josh said, yeah, thanks for doing that. So it was just,
it was pretty surreal.
Oh, amazing. And
he's really, really cute in real life, by the way. I mean, not that he's not on TV, but he's even better looking in real life, if y'all can imagine that.
Yeah.
He's very, very nice. Very, very, very sweet. Down to earth.
I have to tell you, and we're going to go kind of in depth as we go, but I have never met a group of nicer people.
Oh my gosh. All the locals. I mean, everybody we've met
locals,
has been fantastic.
The cast, Josh, the crew is really nice. They're here to do a job.
They are.
You have to follow the rules, but just so
you know, nice. What I really like about what the crew's doing too is not only are they like helping the fans, saying, look, we know you want to watch, that's great, here's where we need you to stand, but I like that they're also saying, and by the way, can you not block the sidewalk, because they're trying to make it nice for the locals, because this is their home, this is their livelihood, this is their business, and they're trying to make sure everyone's being respectful so that everybody's happy, so the businesses are still open while they're filming. And they allow you to go kind of when they're not in the middle of an actual shoot, they will allow you to go past and walk past and get to whatever shop you need to get to. But if you're standing there watching them film, which they totally get and they appreciate, it's, they're really good about making sure that we don't block, people's businesses and sidewalk.
Right.
And it's just an awesome, awesome, setup here. It really is.
As I take a drink.
Yeah.
Of water.
Which you probably need.
Oh, man. So I'm skipping around now, but we did have the opportunity to go see a number of locations that aren't in Steveston. Now, obviously, your eye is kind of tricked when they cut from one area to the other. And you kind of think that things are close by. For instance, there was a scene in one of the earlier episodes when they were Emma and Henry were walking down the street, and they cut to the front of his school. Well, the school is nowhere near here. So they've really picked places that are in different parts of the Vancouver area. And so we had a chance. We didn't go see the school, but we had a chance to go to Fort Langley.
Well, Langley itself.
Not so much
the fort. Right. Well, we kind of were near it, but yeah, we went to Langley.
So
it was really cool.
We went to the front of Fort Langley, took some photos. Okay.
Are we back now?
So this is what's going to happen. Nobody's, I knew that it was going to be bumpy.
Yeah.
I knew it. So just please hang with us and we're going to get through this. But there's going to be some cool stuff going on. So anyway, we're waved at through the window.
Were we really?
Yeah. So that's cool.
That's awesome.
So anyhow, where was I?
We were talking about the ice cream shop, I think. Because the last thing I said was, by the way, if you come down here, you seriously need to go to Sarah's Ice Cream Shop.
Right.
Because they have the most amazing homemade flavor. She makes the stuff right there in the back, like daily. And it's ridiculous good.
Mm-hmm.
And there are flavors named after the cast. They've come in, and some of them have come in and requested specific flavors. And so there are some, and they're ridiculous.
Yeah, I tried the Ruby Red ice cream, and that had cinnamon, and it also had a little bit
red
of
hots.
Cayenne.
Cayenne and red hots,
right.
And I tried the Irish cream brownie, which was good. I was going to try one of the other ones, but it was later in the day, so she wasn't stocked up on some of the ones. I do want to try Cinderella's Coach, or Cinderella's Carriage, and a blend of Cinderella's Carriage and the Ruby Red. Oh, because this would be a good piece of trivia. Anybody have any guesses what flavor Cinderella's Carriage would be?
Marissa already got it.
Yes. It's pumpkin. It's pumpkin flavor because that's what her coach was.
So, yeah, just about every major character has a flavor.
Yeah.
And what's really neat is the actual cast is sending in what they would like.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, Kate at the ice cream store, so nice. We had the best time. This town is so nice.
Yeah.
And so we were talking to them, and they were in a bit of a quandary about the Mad Hatter and what flavor the Mad Hatter should be.
Yep.
And so nice. I just amazing to me. We're so used to, you know, LA and Orange County so fast and all this, but Steveston is the most welcoming, friendly town ever. And I mean that. I had to take off my LA and Orange County, you know, stress glasses and just relax. And but definitely if you're there, go in, check out the ice cream store. Sarah's Old Fashioned. You've seen it in the show.
Yeah.
You can go in there.
Yep.
And they have ice cream, they have some cookies.
Yes, I had a meringue cookie today.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, it was so tasty.
Yep.
So yeah, it's really, really good. It's going to be pretty freaking awesome. So the chat room kind of went a little nuts on this one. But I did suggest the green tea ice cream for Hatters. So she kind of went, that's an interesting thought. So she already had some ideas, and I said, well, make your base green tea, and that would be really cool. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. So are we still?
No, that's not a call, by the way.
Can you still hear us?
I'm hoping they can hear us.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah, they hear us.
Okay. So I'm downloading something, and I think that may have been
that's
the problem.
That's probably what it is. But
all right. So we did, we took a little tour, kind of like we talked about, of the Fort Langley.
Yes.
And It was so neat. They were just for other movies and different things. They're filming an Air Bud sequel movie out there. Near Fort Langley.
And Langley itself, the little old town section, is really very quaint and cute. Very similar to this, but a slightly more what I would consider like a mountain town. This is definitely a fishing village, and you can tell it's very, very, very close to the wharf. Moncton Street's what, like a block away. It's very, very close, and it has that fishing village feel. Whereas Langley felt more like a mountain community, and I believe it is closer up higher elevation. I don't think it's like in the mountains necessarily, but it's pretty close, and it's adorable. I mean, quaint little shops. I guess they film a lot of Supernatural up there, and Smallville, some of the Smallville stuff was filmed up there. But it's a darling little community and very quaint, like I said, and lots of little fun shops and things. They have a 50s diner. I really want to go back in one of these days and do that. It was fun.
So this is not well planned out. I take full responsibility. We are going to jump around. And so for those who like to stay on topic, sorry, you may not want to stick with us tonight. But the Steveston Hotel has a wonderful little tavern.
Yes.
We found out a little secret about season one.
Okay.
That secret about season one is that's the interior of, dun, 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 the rabbit hole.
Yes, it is.
That's where the proposal took place. That's where the girls' night out took place.
Yep.
So, really, it was just so cool walking in there. Janessa from the Steveston Hotel, so cool.
Oh, my gosh.
So great.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Everybody, Randy, tonight. Just everyone has been so, Dave, sorry.
I don't know Randy, but Dave, he's been really cool too. And the guys at the front, I mean, they're really.
If ever Randy works here,
he's really cool too. Yeah.
So, Janessa took us around and showed us, it's called the Buck and Ear.
Yes.
Tavern.
So you say it really fast. It sounds like it's a pirate place, but it's not. It's Buck and Ear.
That's correct. So, we had a chance to take a look at that. And it was so neat. But we went to Fort Langley and took a look there. And then we took a look at some very famous estates.
Yes, we did.
Now,
we did.
As an overview, a lot of these homes that we'll be talking about are heritage homes, which they're you can't tear them down. They have to stay the way they are. And they may be fixed up and everything. But they're kind of protected in a way. So we did find and locate Mr. Gold's house, which was just an incredible estate.
Yeah.
So gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh.
And Marissa and Paige did say that it's for sale. So if you can pull your money or whatever.
I'm telling you, we won the lottery. That's my house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you right now. That's our vacation home.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful property. I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy.
But it's a little ways away from Steveston, so just kind of letting you know that. And then we did find, and it wasn't too far, but it was not really close, a certain mayor's house. And so that was really... That was really cool. I looked and I saw Marissa and Paige's footprints out front. They had stood there, I think, a while. And so, just kidding. But that was really, it was really cool. And what I remembered, see, what you didn't understand is this is such a whirlwind. We're just going as fast as we can. We would love to have taken time and watched all the episodes and gotten all the screenshots set up. But I'm pretty sure that Mr. Gold walked through this little arbor to talk to Regina when they had that kind of final please moment. And all right. Here we go again.
Are we back?
Yes.
Yay! They hear us again.
Okay, so we may go longer this time. I don't know.
Yes.
But we'll see.
Hopefully.
So then we took a little walk
The last thing I remembered hearing you say was, I didn't see the gnome.
Yeah, I didn't see the gnome in front of Mayor Mills' house.
Yeah.
But anyway, he I don't know. He may be suffering a worse fate than just being frozen, but we'll see. So we did take a walk out to where Henry's castle used to be.
Yeah,
over by the water.
And it was sad and cool at the same time. Because, I mean, we were standing like right in the exact dirt spot of where it was.
Yep.
But then it was a dirt spot. So.
We also walked by the spot where the famous, now not in the middle of the street, although I haven't walked to the middle of the street. I'm afraid to walk in the middle of the street.
I know.
But we did walk by the place where David and Mary Margaret had their kiss next to
Granny's
Cafe.
Yes.
And if you know, we have a blog post about it, that the sign was changed to a Storybrooke sign. But anyway, the kiss was out next to Granny's.
Right.
And if you're a Hitchcock fan, that kiss was actually very similar to a kiss that was in Vertigo, where the camera rotates around them. And so, as you know, one of the cool things we do with the podcast, we try to pull in other things from other films that are similar.
Yeah.
And that was one of them. There's also another Hitchcock shot in the finale with this zoom and zoom and pull back. It compresses things. So when there's a shot with Emma when she realizes really what's going on, and then there's a truth to the book and all that.
Right.
There's a similar shot that there's the same shot of Sheriff Brody in Jaws that Steven Spielberg did, and then also in Vertigo when they compress the stairway when you view down. That sense of vertigo, that's what that was used for in Vertigo. So you know, obviously the cast is amazing in Once Upon a Time, but also you know, just the filming crew and the CGI and everyone's firing on all cylinders, and it's just amazing that they're using such great techniques, you know, as well as writing and everything else. So we also saw, and this is really interesting, next to Granny's Cafe, there's a little store. And then next to that, there's a little kind of a parkish area.
Yeah,
right?
Like historical.
And then it's right, the other side of that is the Storybrooke or the Storybrooke Post Office, which is actually in real life a museum. And actually, it's a tourism spot now.
It's actually three things. There is a post office in there. There's the museum. And then there's a tourist information kind of booth. It's kind of funny. It's really cool.
Okay. We'll see what that does. All right. So, but anyway, that is the grassy area where the camera was filming out when Mary Margaret and David were hanging the birdhouse in the tree.
Right.
And, you know, again, we've talked about it. There's certain scenes that are filmed in certain areas, and your mind kind of puts it together, but it's nowhere near the same area. So, and that's another place, because it's the front of Mary Margaret's house. But, you know, they've had other areas where they kind of allude to. But, yeah, that's where David crawled over the fence and helped her. With the birdhouse and the little step stool or little ladder out in the front yard there. And that front yard actually has the picket fence, and that's where the Tinkerbell front yard little ornament that spins around in the pilot. So that was the same area there. And it was just so much fun walking down the street and just looking around. We saw the sign for the rabbit hole doorway is over there.
Yeah.
And
which is, so but, it's supposed to be on the backside of where Archie's office is. And if you look up, actually, you see Archie Hopper, psychiatrist, in the window. It's really kind of cool. And I took a picture of his front door and the plaque that says it's a historic or a heritage building there, which I thought was really cool.
Yep. So, yeah, and Torrey Prism's right. It is an apartment, but they kind of allude. It's just funny. They have a lot of different ways that they kind of handle the front part of it.
Right, right.
So, because I remember one time Mary Margaret and Emma were talking, and they said, let's go out. And they walked out to the street where there was a sidewalk, and there was no front yard. But then in another episode, obviously, there's a front yard
and
with a tree.
Knows,
and
maybe
all
they
that,
were coming so. Out the back or something. But
yep,
yeah.
Yep. So, anyhow, but you know, just little things that they kind of stitch together here and there. But yeah, we walked in front of the famous hardware store.
Yep.
Where August
stood in front of it.
August was there, and Emma talked to August the first time, and Henry was there when he pulled up into the town. And also, that's where David and Mary Margaret had, you know.
A few conversations,
yeah. And so, you know, again, it's just, it's all there. It's all in the same street, but it's so cool to see all the different areas. A little bit of trivia about the Mr. Gold's Pawn Shop is actually listeners, Ken's aunt live there. So.
Sorry. I can't breathe right now.
Yeah, we just had a cast van drive by, and
who was in it?
I
you didn't see, but I did.
No, I did not.
It was Robert.
Oh, okay. All
he
right.
looked right over at us too.
Okay.
I'm like dying right now.
All right.
Okay.
You all right?
I'll be fine. Oh yeah, I'll be fine.
Oh man.
I need to take some water here.
Hang in there. So, yeah, Ken's aunt lived in that that building many, many years ago. And she was even mentioning that the glass in one of the windows is the same glass that she remembers when she lived in there.
Yeah.
Because of the there was a... You know, every piece of glass that's hand done, you know, has a, it's not a flaw, but it's kind of a different, it looks a certain way when you look out at it, and it is kind of has a fingerprint, let's say, mm-hmm. of a piece of hand created glass.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, nope, it's the same one because I remember the way it looked.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating, you know. And that's another thing is that, this town is a small town, and they all know each other, and mm-hmm. you know we've made some really great connections, and I would imagine that the word is kind of spread. You know, like I said, the crews contacted the hotel and was kind of concerned about, you know, are they doing any video? And he said, no, I've heard the show. They're just doing audio. They don't discuss spoilers, and so. You know, they're just very protective of the show, and also just the town is very connected, and it's just really great.
Yeah.
They take care of each other, and it's so neat. I saw a moment in one of the shops where just so cool. So
yeah, it's all been really ridiculously cool.
Yeah.
So
any. Let's see, any moments that you kind of want to focus and talk about.
Well, let's see. I'm still recovering
besides
from... I'm recovering from seeing Robert. I'm still, like, I'm looking. I'm trying to, like, pay attention and try to look and see if I can see. Yeah. It's kind of scary that he's, like, you know, a couple hundred feet away from me, and I'm sitting here, and I... Anyway, he's probably going to go inside the building anyway for the next few hours, so I won't be able to see him.
Sure.
Anyway, I think, you know, some of the stuff I really liked about it is just, I mean, yeah, the filming here is really cool, and seeing what's going on is pretty amazing. But again, I mean, I don't think we can talk about it enough that the folks here in town have been amazing. So nice, so gracious, so kind. And they're totally respectful of the fact that they know we're here to kind of, you know, check what's going on, but they've been really cool to us. And, you know, especially when they're, you know, and they know who we are, It's pretty interesting to see the reaction. Oh, very cool. Oh, yeah, yeah. So it's kind of cool that, you know, we're here, and they've been really, really good to us. So we did.
Should we talk about the cars?
What, that we saw them?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's not a spoiler. We've seen those cars before.
Okay. We did, but I'm just trying to be...
I know.
Okay.
We've seen the cars, but we saw them today.
Because Colleen is always my lawyer side. She always helps me kind of stay on track.
I don't think that plays any part of...
All right.
They were just there.
We want to play by the rules.
Right.
So we did see Emma's car, and we did see David's truck.
Yes, we did. And Regina's Mercedes.
And then another Mercedes came up. It was a black Mercedes, actually.
Uh-huh.
And we saw that pull up.
Yep.
And I did see Lana.
Mm-hmm. Briefly, we did not
get a chance to say hello.
No.
The night is still young, and you just never know.
Right.
So.
And the only thing we have done is we got a picture, which we talked about earlier, with Josh. We have not gotten a picture or autograph from anybody else yet.
No.
That's hopefully coming later.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So we've met some really cool folks. Like I said, Karen, who's here watching the debacle as it goes. Mm-hmm. And Samantha and Kate. The other Kate. There's two Kates.
Yeah, there's two Kates.
That works at Sarah's Old Fashioned Ice Cream. And so the other Kate, we were out kind of waiting in front of the barricade there. And Samantha did meet and her friend or cousin. That's right, did meet Lana today.
Yeah.
And they were just through over the moon. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have some room to go over the moon, too. But we'll see. We'll see how the night plays out. It's so cool. And. You know, you have to think, this is their job,
right?
All the cast and crew,
right?
This is what they do. You know, everybody has a job to do, and but you know, to be so cool with us and kind of take us around and kind of allow the town to be the town, but also film the show, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
So,
We have a special guest popping in.
All right.
Just so you know, she's on her way inside, and so she'll be here shortly.
Cool.
It'll be really fun. She's
excellent.
On her way.
I like special guests.
Come on in. Welcome, welcome. You can have a seat.
Hello.
Okay.
Well, she's being shy.
Okay. All right.
So we'll announce who it is because everybody's wondering, and I'm sure they're thinking it's Lana or Jenny, and it is not Lana or Jenny. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
It is, however, Kate from Sarah's Ice Cream Shop.
That's right. That's right.
And she's the lady who makes the magical, wonderful flavors of ice cream and cookies and other things. And believe me, we've talked already about it before. You need to come try it.
That's right.
I mean, she's got some amazing flavors, stuff that you would kind of go, you wouldn't think. I mean, yeah, she's got, you know, the normal chocolates and the, you know, the vanillas and mint chips and stuff, but she's got like... lavender and pumpkin.
Everybody's
and
saying hello.
They're all saying hello to you, by the way. So. And I believe there was one with lemongrass and chamomile, which I thought was an interesting combination. So, yeah, she's got some pretty awesome stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. So you all need to go check that out if you come here.
Yes. And she also, like I said, was kind of thinking about the Mad Hatter flavor. And also Pinocchio. There's a couple of characters that, you know, the hunter, the huntsman. Though.
Yeah, the huntsman. That one we're looking for some help. Anybody
if
got
you
any
have the
for
idea
huntsman?
For the huntsman flavor.
And no, don't say deer meat because that would not be appropriate.
Oh boy,
or good.
We don't want that. But let us know and we'll pass it on.
Nugget. There you go. That might be work. That might be caramel. Everyone's saying caramel for the huntsman, maybe. And the question came up is, why is Henry's mint chocolate chip or mint?
That's his personal favorite.
His personal favorite, guys. Mm-hmm. That's why. His choice. That was his choice. So, and I believe there's a flavor for Pinocchio, right?
Yes. Maple. It's new today.
Maple?
Ah.
With chocolate bark.
So maple is a strong wood.
Yes.
With
Nice. Fantastic. Oh, you need to come say that on the air. Come on. Because they want to hear that. So it's maple is a strong flavor that doesn't get its strength until it's cooked under pressure, just like Pinocchio. So how cool is that? Mm-hmm. That's brilliant.
It was just so much fun talking to Kate about these flavors because she's really thinking about it,
you know,
and it's not just, well, we'll do this. And some of the cast did kind of send in their list of, you know, what they wanted. But it was just so so neat to kind of, I mean, just the whole maple idea. I mean, that's really great.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah, we already talked about Cinderella's Carriage and Ruby Red. Then we haven't talked about
Snow White.
Snow White. Oh, this is the other thing. I'll see if I can get this right. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Snow White's flavor, Ginny picked it herself, was cheesecake ice cream with raspberry and dark chocolate. And the reason is her skin is white as snow.
Yep.
Her lips are red as rubies. Mm-hmm. And her hair is black as night.
Yes.
And that's the combination that she came up with. So I'm interested in trying that one myself a little later.
There's even a siren flavor.
Yes. Siren
for
song,
the siren.
Which I don't think we asked about the siren's flavor.
It's salted caramel.
Salted caramel. With cayenne. Ooh, that's right. She's a hot lady.
She is
and
a hot
she's
lady.
The salted caramel from
dangerous
the sea
in
salt.
The
that
lake.
Makes sense. That makes sense. So, Josh, does Prince Charming, his Prince Charming's flavor is, I wanted to say, I had it. It was chocolate.
Ginger.
Oh, his is ginger.
Yeah.
Okay.
For strength.
Ginger for strength. Interesting. Okay. Oh, ginger gets stronger the older it gets. So interesting.
See, it's so cool.
Yeah.
The thought that's gone into all these flavors.
I know.
It's so much, so cool. And the window.
Yeah.
Here's a little trivia. What was on Sarah's old-fashioned ice cream window on the show? Can anybody tell me in the chat room?
Because it was there.
That's right, Paige, a dragon.
A dragon, yeah.
And it's changed now.
Yes.
It has the names of all the flavors.
The characters.
Yeah,
and it's purple smoke
right.
And now in the middle. Right? That's what it is, the purple smoke, because the magic is coming. And let's see. We talked about some of the other flavors. We know we have Henry's, we have Charming Snow. We have Sleepy's Pillow.
Yes.
Which I'm drawing a blank all of a sudden. Lemon, that's right, because he loves
Faustino loves lemon. Yep.
And it had a hint of something in it.
Chamomile,
that's it. And then we have, I thought there was another dwarf, but not yet. Not yet. We're working on a couple of them, right?
Grumpy.
Oh, that's right, Grumpy's Road, which I believe is a rocky road. It's chocolate?
With caramel.
Chocolate, caramel,
pecans,
and marshmallow. So it's like a rocky road, yeah, so it makes sense. So, don't think there's one for the Blind Witch. I don't recall seeing her on there. Not yet. Let's see. Regina's flavor. We know the Evil Queen has her own flavor. And it's got some cayenne in it, if I'm not mistaken.
And
rosemary.
Because we think she's got a secret that she's forgotten.
Oh, rosemary to remember so that she can... You know, because there's a secret she's forgotten. That's awesome. Yeah.
This is fun talking about these flavors.
I know. We're talking about ice cream, but I love it. It's fantastic. But it's tied into the show, and that's why we want to talk about it.
Kate is brilliant.
Yes.
See?
We've gotten a lot of people are like dying to hear you.
Okay. All right. There's a flavor for Emma.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Emma's got a flavor.
Yep.
And I'm trying to think who else has got a flavor. Oh, the Blue Fairy has her own flavor.
Yes.
Which is...
Blueberry,
which is fantastic. And then there was also the Flight of Fairies, which are different ones that they're three different flavors, if I'm not mistaken, rolled in three different sugars, which are, we got to see a sample of it, three little small scoops on a plate, absolutely adorable, and they looked delicious. Let's see, there was another one I was thinking. Jiminy Cricket, we already have his, is a chocolate mint, right? Lemongrass. Because he leaps from the grass. Mm. That's right. Lemongrass. Mm. Let's see. The other, there's only two dwarves right now that have flavors. I know we're working on the others. So,
yep.
Yeah.
but please, we know that there are a number of folks that are coming to Steveston.
Right.
I've seen it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You must go visit Kate.
Yes.
At Sarah's Old Fashioned Ice Cream.
Yes.
Please try all the flavors. It doesn't matter. The calories don't count in Steveston.
Right. No.
You've got to come down.
They're magic. Yeah.
That's right. So,
and not just the ice creams. I mean, she's got some amazing ice creams, but she's got some other things too, like drinks and some desserts and cookies and things like that. And I tried one of the meringues today and it was so yummy.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. It was so yummy. So, she's the magic lady. She makes all this stuff, and it's from scratch. And I know it's amazing. You guys need to try it. So
yep.
And you are missed by Paige and Marissa, by the way. They say they miss you.
Hi.
She says hi. And she does have actually. Don't you have a gluten-free and lactose-free ice cream?
I believe Ruby's is lactose-free.
Yes, Ruby's is lactose.
Another reason to like Ruby,
yeah,
because I need the lactose-free.
Right.
Thanks, Ruby.
Right.
See?
And she's even made an ice cream for the doggies.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
It's really cool, you guys.
So Pongo can stop by and get a little ice cream.
It is the cutest little shop. Yeah. It's right here in the heart of Steveston, and yep. you can't miss it, and you need to come see it. It's really, really, really cute.
And the cast has dropped by now and again. And we've heard tale that Jenny and Josh did drop by. And also Jenny and Henry have dropped by.
Yep.
Probably more, yep. But yeah. And the cast, the crew actually loves her ice cream too.
They
so
do indeed.
Lots of great people. You know, are vouching for the great ice cream. And
yep.
My gosh, I mean, this was fun just talking about the flavors. I mean, that's
I
a
know.
Great, yeah.
I know.
So cool. Yeah.
Do what?
What else have you talked?
We have talked about the town and how awesome it is and how awesome everybody is. And we've talked about seeing some of the folks we saw this morning. And we have talked about the town in general and going up to Langley and checking out the houses, the mansions where Mr. Gold and where Regina live. And we have talked about what a quaint little town it is and how awesome it is and how great everybody is and how great the cast and crew are and how gracious they are to let us come watch them work and yet at the same time make it so that you guys don't suffer your businesses, which is good. And we have talked about the fact that we keep going offline several times.
Right.
It's been spotty here, but
I think we may have
been patient.
Fixed it. But
I think so, too. So,
a question came up. Do you watch the show regularly?
Three times each
yes.
episode.
Yeah.
Kate is
she's
a regular,
fan,
and
huge
she's a fan,
fan
too.
Of the show. And, that's what I kind of get as well is, you know, sometimes you would think that, you know, when folks are kind mm-hmm. of inundated. But I think Once Upon a Time is such a great show that, you know, even Steveston's great fans
yeah.
of the show. And it's so much fun.
They have a question for you, Kate. They want to know who your favorite character is.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. We are on Facebook at facebook.com/OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626. Thank you for listening, connecting, and interacting with us.